Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. All right, first headline. Buffalo Bills fan found naked, covered in human waste.
Best game ever, huh? That's a good day for them, right?
It seems like this is, would be one of their top 1% of fan base.
It beats table crashing.
It's got to be really weird for a Bills fan to make a headline.
Yeah, right. Seriously, when has that ever happened before?
It's got to be really weird.
A Buffalo, New York man was charged after he allegedly jumped a fence while under the influence of multiple drugs and alcohol. Oh. You don't say.
Wow. That happens?
Then he fell into a pit.
Oops.
At the Bills Stadium. Here is Sheriff John Garcia talking about the incident.
When you're taking LSD and cocaine and marijuana, you're going to not read the signs. You're not going to read any. You wouldn't be in a porta potty jumping inside it, covering yourself with human excrement. You wouldn't be doing that. This is a very isolated issue.
Yeah, it's more of an Eagles fan right there.
I hope it's isolated.
Right. You're going to have to like get rid of that squad car now.
LSD.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Who takes LSD at a football game?
This guy.
I like that you can hear the sheriff like, look, I know who we're dealing with. I just want you to, there's a limit to my patience for you Bills fans.
Don't you want to see the game like correctly?
Wow.
Oh, I just threw that flaming ball at someone. Oh, the dragon caught it.
I've taken acid before. It's been decades.
Yeah.
But I've never thought that a porta potty was a good place to
Take a shower.
Take a swim. Wash up.
Right,
grab a bite.
Right. And you picture it as a cool spring.
Take a swim.
Oh, look, that nice puddle over there. Oh, that water looks cool.
Wow.
Ah, crap.
What the hell happened in his head where he said, I need to go in there.
Yes, I need to jump in that pool of pickles.
Brown pickles? I've never seen such a thing.
I should probably take a few bites.
Chocolate-covered pickles?
Oh, my God. Look at all the yodels. It's a yodel bath. I love a yodel bath. And look, it's lemonade. Well,
we solved this mystery.
Yeah, really. Ew.
That's what it was.
Anybody else's stomach just dropped like 3 feet?
It only took us about a second to figure it out.
Yes, we did. Yep.
Like, oh,
LSD. Man,
chocolate-covered pickles.
LSD is a hell of a drug.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
I wonder if this guy's going to tell this story. Or if he's just going to try to disappear.
Yeah.
Change his name.
Right?
Yep.
Oh, is there a mugshot on this guy?
I didn't see one yet. Well, they probably couldn't get a shot of him.
They want to get near him.
Oh.
Yeah, nobody wanted to put him in the car.
They made him walk. Yeah. Made him walk alongside.
Yeah, cuff him to the bumper and let's just drive slow.
Right. Yeah, walk along, turd boy. Come on.
Oh, man, you got to hose him down.
Oh, my God, yeah. Just go through the car wash.
So what, did he jump in a pit that was for the porta potty?
He jumped in the tank, I think.
It's a fun dunk tank.
I can think of many other places I'd rather be.
This article says he's 29 years old, combination of alcohol, LSD, cocaine, and marijuana.
Whoa.
Doesn't say his name.
I call him Poop Boy.
Doesn't have a picture.
Poop Boy. A poop boy.
Man, if I just took a couple hits of weed, that'd be enough for me.
Yeah, this
but
guy
then let's
everything.
Pour some drinks on top of that. Now I'm out of my mind.
I mean, cocaine and LSD?
Hold on, I need to take some coke to bring myself back.
Right. Right.
Fear and loathing in Buffalo.
Seriously. Seriously.
Man.
I mean, maybe it enhances watching a Bills game.
That's lucky to be alive.
Yeah.
We didn't hear this whole press conference, but I'm reading this article. This guy's quotes are all amazing.
Oh, really?
The cop?
He's like, look, we know who we're dealing with. We have police on scene. You can't have people every 6 feet. You would never anticipate something like this to happen. It's like basically like, why do we need to guard the pit to the porta potties?
They probably figured that was the one spot they didn't have to watch.
Yeah, no, we're fine. We don't need a million people over in this area.
This one bad's going to happen here.
Exactly.
This one takes care of itself.
Right. It's the parking lot. People jumping off the cars onto the table.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Gotta watch that. Yeah.
Yeah, that guy covered it in ketchup and mustard. Like, we're going to keep an eye on that guy.
Right. Yeah. And that's the brown pickle boy.
Jesus.
Oh, Lord.
What's the most altered you've been in public?
most altered. I did mesk one time and walked down the sidewalk.
What is that?
Mescaline's like kind of like an LSD. First time ever. And I'm walking down Main Street in Port Jefferson in the height of the summertime. Folks, I'm going the wrong way. Everybody else is coming up the sidewalk. I'm going down the sidewalk. And everybody started turning into piranhas and I freaked out.
Wait, what the... What do you mean? You were walking the wrong way on a sidewalk?
Most of the people, like, on the sidewalk were coming, heading up the hill.
Oh, they got off the ferry or whatever?
I was going down the hill. It was like 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock at night.
Okay.
On a summer night, which the place was booming.
So you thought, oh, my God, I'm going the wrong way.
Yes.
And then one way.
And then their heads turned to like, piranha. And I freaked out, and I ran.
Wow.
I ran with the pack into my friend's apartment and hid in their room for a while. So, like, yeah, like the next day, yeah, never did it again. That was bad.
Yeah.
You?
I took mushrooms, and I don't recommend this because you really, it's not like they were made. Uh-huh. You don't really know what's in there and what's going to happen.
Right. Shiitakes?
But I went to a concert at the New Haven Coliseum, and then we got out of the concert, and we thought, well, let's stop at Dunkin' Donuts on Whaley Avenue.
Yeah.
And we stopped there, and I knew things were off when I saw my friend following the security camera that was panning back and forth.
Uh-huh.
It's an old school camera.
Yeah.
So to get the whole story, you'd have to.
Yeah.
So he starts walking along with the camera.
Right. It's synced with it. Right.
All right. We're all starting to fall off now.
Yeah.
And we get outside, and my friend takes a cream filled donut, throws it up in the air, and it comes down in slow motion.
I saw it. I can see the air.
It hits the sidewalk, and then I see the cream come out. It took like 5 minutes for all this to happen.
Yeah.
It actually probably happened in a second.
Yeah.
It was like, slow motion, the cream comes up. It's like this beautiful lava lamp. And we all looked at each other like, whoa!
You describe what would be a perfect Pink Floyd video.
Yeah. About Hello. 10 minutes later, they were sold out of cream-filled donuts.
Oh,
and
no.
There was a big pile of dough in the road.
You guys don't have the parking lot.
Anger is good.
Yes, thank you.
This is great news. We heard this and we're like... This is a beautiful thing.
Yes. Yes. The sun is shining.
I knew it.
And it was,
I knew it was good.
The sun came down and it was good.
It makes me feel good.
Greg.
Yeah, we got an email from the boss with a link to an article about anger.
Why would he do
that? I'm like, oh, here we go.
Why would he do that?
This is a subtle way of telling me I have a problem.
It turns out that the article was
Anger is Good. We have a licensed psychotherapist, author, podcast host, Jamie Mailer on. Why is anger good?
Anger is one of those emotions that just gets a bad rap because a lot of people feel like they can't express it without it becoming like violent or without it becoming problematic, but you're allowed to express your anger. We just kind of have to have the tools to do it, right? We just have to express it in a way that's not completely destructive to everyone else around you.
What do you mean? So how are you supposed to express your anger?
Like all bold cap text?
Excuse me. I'd like to express to you that I'm angry.
Right. My feelings. I'm feeling angry. I'm feeling very anxious.
Come on, Jamie.
I'm feeling like squeezing your head right now.
It's more not having to be almost witness to, like, if you're angry about something, it's probably better for you to like think about it and do it in a place where not everyone's going to be like listening to you kind of word vomit. But I mean, I know you guys are like doing your thing on the radio.
That means the last 20 years have been wrong.
I wouldn't have been in the studio half the time. I'd be in the parking lot yelling and screaming, breaking things.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
This is what we'll do. Yeah. Let's have the tribe call in some moment you were angry. Tell us how you handled it, and then Jamie will tell you if you did it right or wrong. I'm going to start. I'm in a supermarket. I'm at the meat counter, and I have this thing about no one says thank you anymore.
Mm.
So I order these steaks. They're great steaks. It's like, oh, this is a special day. I'm ordering all these fancy steaks.
You're in a good mood.
The guy comes over, sticks his hand out, hands them to me. No eye contact.
Wow.
Turns around.
Rude.
Takes a couple steps, and as he's stepping away, says, you're welcome. So I go, no, you're welcome. He goes, he stops. He turns around. He goes, what? I said, you're welcome.
And
now it becomes this awkward, like everyone around us in the store just stops.
The stakes are high. The stakes are high.
No, you're welcome.
No, you're welcome. Well, they're really courteous. He's still really courteous.
So I felt like I was right until that moment.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, of course, there's the actual way you're expressing the anger, but really, I think what it talks about, it's really cool that, like, this is why, you know, I went into what I did in the article, because it's cool to understand your personal standards of interaction. And it sounds like you really appreciate gratitude and respect. And that's kind of what I got from that. Like, you were kind of saying, I'm by mistakes, you know? And, like, I really appreciate when there's an interchange and a person, you know, brings some personality to the experience. And I get what you were saying. And I think that's where...
What a positive... You are...
Wow, you're getting
on this show all the time.
You're good. You're good.
Did you hear...
Yes.
I brought some personality...
You did.
...to the situation.
You did.
That's... What
well,
I did.
You made it a better day.
And that's why I think anger gets a bad rap, because it tells you about yourself in a way that's kind of under disguise. So it's like, okay, so clearly this matters to me, right? You wouldn't have experienced that emotion if it wasn't important, right? So
you know what it was, too? It was
something important.
If he just handed it to me and walked away, I would have thought. I would have thought.
Like it was almost, that was, yeah, better.
That was rude.
But you wouldn't have.
It was the, you're welcome.
Right.
Like, wow,
right,
that was a dig
right.
that we didn't need to.
Yeah, you didn't need to go there.
Yeah,
you didn't need to go there. Yeah.
All right.
Hey! All right, shut up!
Right.
Okay.
The voice can't get louder, Chaz.
Yeah.
It can get extreme. Yeah, it can get intense.
We're going to play you this moment. This is a video that AJ made from his car. This is a montage of AJ.
Right, right.
Okay.
Oh, don't tell me what my friggin' my feelings are, okay, jackass? Because my feelings are normal. You guys don't friggin' realize it. More people are angry nowadays because of all kinds of crap going on. That's the person you just slapped the crap out of. Everybody else in the world friggin' laugh. Pay attention next time. Don't sit there and go, pay attention, idiots. You deserve it. Tough taillights.
Get off the phone, moron!
Please, give it a rest already. Knock it off, okay? History happened. You know what? Shut up. Just shut up.
When we actually kind of break it down, what we're really hearing is someone who really has an understanding of how people... You really understand how you would like people to interact with you,
thank
right?
You.
And so when people don't match that, it's really coming out as the protective emotion. It's
get like off the phone, Mara! Yeah, that's a protective emotion right there.
I need you to stand behind me every day.
No, I've actually explained... Okay, this is a cool visual for the listeners. I've explained anger as the type of emotion that will be the only one willing to stand up to you if you're getting bullied in, like, a lunchroom. Like, it's the only emotion that's going to show up to really, really tell you, like, hey, what's happening right now is so messed up to me. Anger is the only one that's going to tell you that. It's protecting you. And many people will be like, well, sometimes they'll go more into anger than they'll go into, like, sadness, right? So some people just start crying in a lunchroom if they're being bullied.
Nope,
no.
And
nope.
Exactly,
AJ doesn't cry.
Exactly.
I'm throwing things.
He lashes out. He breaks stuff.
Like a
he
snake.
Threatens
see,
people.
Like a snake.
This is where I think it's like a doorway into kind of just, like, really understanding yourself. And that's kind of cool. Like, people are like, well, you know, I understand I get angry. And I'm like, okay, so take it one more level deeper, right? One level deeper. And you're like, I understand that I have a pretty high standard for the way people interact with me. And I want people to, like, respect me and, like, understand that I'm, you know.
Right. So screaming at people.
Exactly. It gets their attention.
To get off the phone and
so
then calling them moron.
Right?
Well, that guy was a moron.
We have Jamie Mailer on. She's a licensed psychotherapist, author, podcast host, has a book out called Toxic Relationship Recovery. Awesome book.
Yeah.
And we asked the tribe to call in with a story of, you know, an angry outburst or whatever. And then Jamie will tell you how you did. Carlos in Ellington.
So, yeah, I'm at a UFC fight, and I'm cheering for, you know, the guy that I'm rooting for. You know, one of the guys behind me, I just had a feeling he didn't like the way I was cheering, so I didn't think anything of it. And then I get up, and my buddy's like, dude, you got, like, nacho cheese, like, all over your butt. And
oh,
I'm
no.
like, what?
No.
And,
God.
And I am just so pissed off because, so I think about it, and I'm like, all right, I'm going to go clean this off. I'm pretty sure it's that guy right behind me. Not to mention everyone's looking at me as I'm walking to the bathroom.
And so it's just building up as I'm going to the bathroom.
Yeah,
I'm like,
course.
What am I going to do?
Yeah.
What am I going to do? Because I'm going
to
do something,
you
right?
Have to.
But what am I going to do? He's with his girlfriend, and I'm like, you know what? Work up a loogie. I walk up right in front of the guy, and I spit right in his face, and I stay there, and I'm like, and I wait, and
Brilliant.
I just tell myself, and I'm like, yeah, exactly. You're not going to do anything.
Brilliant.
And what does he do? He tells on me. He tells, like, one of the Marshall people, and the guy's like, did you spit in his face? And I'm like, you damn right I did, because he put nachos on my seat. And the guy didn't say anything, so it was just like, okay, well, it seems like you deserved it. And so,
okay, we're all done here.
You know, nice. First grade.
Yeah. Nacho loogie.
It does.
It sounds like a good place, nacho loogie.
All right, Jamie, what do you think?
This one's hard. I mean, I totally get this feeling of just being like, what the hell is wrong with you, dude? You know, the one thing I would say is it's, probably, I mean, you didn't smack the dude in the face, but anything you do to encroach on someone's personal boundaries is probably gonna, I'm just glad you didn't get punched back. So the one thing I would say is definitely express the anger. I would say try as best as possible to not break that person space, because you're risking everything. You have no idea if that guy's gonna deck you back. He's gonna break that personal space on you. And
yeah, it could turn ugly fast.
If he like dropped those keys, if he dropped that cheese, it's messed up. It's messed up. So
he turned his ass to a quesadilla.
Yeah. I like that Carlos was walking away like, what am I going to do?
Right.
What am I going to do? I'm going to do something.
Exactly.
Right. What am I going to do?
Yeah. You got to have a plan.
You could have invited him somewhere, you know, like.
The goddamn parking lot.
You know what you could have done? You could have got some chips and say, now you can eat
probably
this all
my
ass.
Yelling is more popular, right? It's like, I'm just going to yell. You know, I get it.
Or he could hit on his girlfriend.
I had a pair of pants on that were going to be ruined. The pants were going to be ruined. So that was my thing.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, well,
yeah,
now I got to throw these away.
Yeah. Thank you, Carlos. Thank you for sharing.
Let's go get some nachos later.
Oh, my God. You guys are tossing him. You're tossing him.
I got to tell you, I would never mess with anyone at a UFC fight because everybody wants to be in
like,
that
hey.
Ring.
Yep. Everybody's a fan.
Everyone's a fan.
And everybody wants to do it.
Wendy in Norwalk.
I was at a concert at Mohegan Sun. It wasn't even that long ago. And band came out. I stood up. I was kind of rocking out. I feel a tap on my hip. And I turn around, this guy's behind me, staring at me. It's a couple sitting behind me. He's like, we can't see.
Oh.
And I said, well, then stand up. And he said, well, then if we stand up, the people behind us can't stand up. And I said, that's not my problem. I said, we're at a rock concert. We're at an opera. I'm going to stand up and enjoy
one.
Myself.
This is a good one.
This is
a good one.
It happens a lot.
All the time. I always seem to be in a section where people aren't standing up, but everybody next to me, you know, on the other sections are. But I'm just going to do my thing because I'm enjoying myself. So he actually had the nerve to call me disrespectful, and the guy next to me turned around and had words with him.
Wow,
because I said,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, this is more of a collective understanding what the heck we're all doing. We're all at a concert. Everyone respects each other, and we're all going to walk. If you need to make space, you just got to take care of yourself at a concert. Honestly, I know that there can be, like, people that are disruptive, but, like, what you did was you were like, I'm just taking care of myself. Dude, you take care of yourself. If you need to move around or do whatever, do it, right? And so this is where I think a lot of people misunderstand.
So you
like,
think
well,
she handled it correctly?
I would have got some nacho cheese.
I really think you did a good job. Like, I
she
mean,
did a good
it's
job.
Like you got. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
you
I'm not one
to. You could have spit a in his face and
you could
didn't.
Have.
You could have
cheesed their ass.
Don't put the
That's
hands
right.
on
you
or the
put...
breaking of the.
Nachos.
Right.
So.
It takes a lot to get me angry. I'm very non-confrontational, but I definitely had words with that guy, especially when he called me disrespectful.
I'd
and
murder
I really
him. Murder.
That's a recording.
Oh, no. Oh, God.
All right, Wendy, thank you. Right. Great call.
Thank
and
you, guys.
Thank you.
I'm with her. You know, I know it's a pain in the ass. I have it happen, too, where, like, I've been up all day. I just want to sit down.
Yeah.
People in front of me are up. I'm like, all right, well, I'm up now.
Yeah.
So that's the way it works.
Yeah, exactly. No. Right.
That's the way it works.
Right. Get some exercise.
I'm with her.
Yeah.
So, Jamie, you're awesome. We
yes,
got to have
you
back. We didn't even get to your book, which is awesome.
Yeah.
So
we
got
toxic
relationship
yeah, I mean, it's
recovery.
Out now if you guys... Yeah, if you're in a toxic relationship or you're trying to get out of one, just check out my book, Toxic Relationship Recovery. I'm online, recollectitself.com.
We're going to link up on the radio station website, and we'll talk to you soon. Well, this is the first time this Secretary of State has been in studio with us or even on the air.
Yeah.
And before we even turned her mic on, she said, "This is now my favorite radio show."
Thank you.
And that was because we sat her right next to the coffee pot. Yeah,
exactly right.
Within she said, "May I have some of this?"
Yep. I can give a straw if you want.
I might take that.
I think if we had a bag.
Straws!
We could put that right into our veins.
IV drip.
Good morning. Thanks for coming in. What do you think of this? It's Secretary of State Stephanie Thomas. What do you think of this mess in Bridgeport?
What mess in Bridgeport? Oh, just kidding.
Yeah, it's just another day.
You know, a lot of people have been speculating about what our office can and can't do. I did a press conference yesterday, seems like 82 hours ago, about what powers we do and don't have. But for me, this underscores something I've talked about since I've been elected, which is we rely on political parties and campaigns here in Connecticut to provide voters with all their information. The state has no funding. Our office has no funding for public education. And I think that leaves people... a few people have said...
kind of have the local parties running the show.
Yeah, well, I used this phrase in my press conference, undereducated electorate, and it wasn't about Bridgeport in particular. I'm just saying...
Oh, did you take heat for that? Is that what you said?
Yeah, but I think it means they didn't listen to my full press conference and they just read the headlines.
When does that ever happen?
There's no civic education. So people, all people are undereducated about how our government works, what is and isn't allowed.
Right.
If I quiz most people about how absentee ballots work, do you want me to quiz you?
No.
Okay.
Give me one.
All right, give him one.
Okay, I'll make up one. Okay.
I'm dumb.
And I'm going to try and make one up. Let's say you live in a two-family house.
Yep.
Same address. You and the person on the other side of the wall both have filled out your absentee ballots, and one of you is planning to go to the town clerk to drop it off. Are you allowed to take the other person's?
No.
If the question was to drop it in a drop box, does it change?
No. This person would have to have some kind of disability or some kind of a problem or whatever getting there for me to be able to do that.
Not necessarily. Could be a family member. It could be a parent for a child.
Okay.
So all of that is to say there are many...
Wait, a parent's going to bring a child? If you're 18, you should be able to... Like, a five-year-old's...
Well, they're playing video games.
I didn't write the law.
Oh, boy. Well,
I certainly didn't.
Let's work on getting that rewritten.
But all of that is to say there are all these permutations and rules, and like it differs for one situation versus another.
All right, so it's a mess. Back to Bridgeport. What do you need to see for you to certify it?
We don't certify municipal elections. People don't know that
either. So you're out.
Primaries.
So what's the difference?
Yeah. I mean, literally.
So what do you want to talk about?
The only person who can make a change in this situation is a judge.
It sounds like it's heading that direction. So you're not going to get involved in this at all.
I can't get involved. I have no jurisdiction.
So every story I read on this, they're like, Secretary of State, Secretary of State.
You're making my point for me. Right. No one understands.
No
one understands.
So John Gomes was in here an hour ago.
Yeah.
Secretary of State.
I got a letter. I just ran into John in the kitchen.
Yeah.
But
I told him you were coming. I said, you should just hang out.
Well, it's funny because a lot of people don't realize we, many years ago, and I think for good reason, they split the secretary's office with the investigatory arm. So we have no powers to investigate any situation like this, whereas SEEK, the State Elections Enforcement Commission, has all of those powers. Yeah. They can subpoena witnesses.
So what do you guys do? You do state elections, right?
We oversee the administration of elections. We make sure Title IX is enforced.
Title
IX. We have no enforcement power.
That was a fantastic
Title IX.
I like Title X. That was in 3D. It was awesome.
Yeah, so we get to make sure that state and federal laws are being followed by those who are implementing the elections. Well, we do certify state and federal elections.
Right. So if it's close, like a governor's race or whatever, you have to say, okay.
Correct.
Everything looks good. You, you have a big stamp.
Right. I don't know. I haven't seen it yet.
Really?
Because we haven't had a state or federal election.
I'd want to see the stamp. Like, that's the most official thing you're going to do. You're going to certify.
I can't wait. Next year.
It's like a smiley face.
Next year.
It's a big smiley face?
Nice. Yeah. It's kind
maybe
like
I'll redesign it.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Look, it's a smiley face.
It's you holding a cup of coffee.
Yeah, exactly.
it's actually a coffee stain, a ring from a cup.
Secretary of State Thomas
is in. People might appreciate that.
When you saw that video, though, of you know, the Gomes people released with the different, mm-hmm. you know, the person, whoever it was, putting yeah. what looks like ballots in yeah. a box, did that creep you out a little bit?
Yes. I mean, I just, you know, like everybody else, I may be Secretary Thomas, but I'm also Stephanie Thomas, right? Yeah. So like everyone else, I'm on social. And I'm like, what is this?
Right. Yeah.
I mean, it was a crazy video. And what I can do and what I have done, I do hope SEEK will really hasten this investigation. They have statutorily, they have 1 year to complete investigations. And I think, I mean, honestly, I think 1 week is too long.
Yeah.
I just hope that if they don't have enough people to do the investigation, that the state, I know they're going in for a special session, but that's something like maybe they need help and resources to do this investigation faster, because like, to me, it's so critical.
I think people who don't like ballots and absentee voting and all this stuff, they see that and they're like, yeah, exactly. This is why.
Except, you know, absentee ballots have been around literally since the Civil War.
Yeah.
And it's, you know,
that seems a lot easier.
I think we're up to about 35 states who do it. There are various ways to make sure it's secure. I think what, you know, some people have been focusing on the drop boxes, forgetting that we had this exact same case essentially in 2019 in the exact same town with some of the same people involved.
Right.
That was before we ever had drop boxes. So for me, it's about focusing on the root of the problem. And I actually think it is education. It, you know, like, let's just imagine you could do a targeted ad campaign if you thought there were chronic problems in Bridgeport, saying, like, if you see something, say something, or don't be victim of a scam, or just educating. A lot of people make honest mistakes. And I do think if we could educate them about what is and isn't allowed, it would do a lot.
Yeah, it would help.
I know dead people don't vote, so that's not a...
not anymore, no. Not anymore, no.
Common misperception.
Right. Secretary of State Thomas is in studio. Let's figure you out here. Where are you from?
New Jersey.
We know you like coffee. Woo! You're from New Jersey. How do you end up in Connecticut?
Long story. I went to college in New York City. I lived in New York for about 20 years. Then I went back to Jersey, like all New Yorkers who want a yard. Met my husband, got married, and then he got a job in Connecticut.
He did it.
Yeah, he did it. And it's the best thing. I love Connecticut.
Look at you now.
I
love You're almost running the place.
Yes.
You going to run for governor at some point?
I doubt it.
I like how you leave it open, though, a little bit.
I doubt it.
Right, but you never know.
You know, I like to say, I never thought I'd run for secretary, so...
What made you do that? What did you do before this?
Before this, I spent about just over 30 years as a nonprofit fundraiser.
Good for you.
I also started my own consulting company, so I was a fundraising consultant for about a decade. Raising lots of money to do good in the world. And then
we could use your consulting abilities on our toy drive we do every year.
Oh,
I'm going to ask
my
you
rates
that.
Are very reasonable.
Good.
Oh, good.
No, well, for us, you're going to do it for free.
If you keep supplying coffee.
Three cups of coffee.
That's easy.
So you end up over here, you're doing nonprofit work. So you must be, you know, dealing with the government and you're thinking, you know what? I can help.
Someone needs to step in here.
You know, I've always been public service minded, and I just started volunteering and talking to people and whatnot, and then somehow I found myself running for state representative. I had to petition my way onto the ballot. It was a crazy
race. That's pretty cool.
I lost. And then I ran again.
Good for you.
Yeah. Yeah. I lost by only 361 votes.
That's a lot.
Who's counting?
Yeah.
But for someone who knew nothing politically, who got in very late, and like literally no one knew who I was, I thought I did very well running against a very popular incumbent. And secretary was just a job that really appealed to me because I'm a business owner, or I used to be, you know, sort of this idea of helping businesses succeed.
Who's this guy over here? Is he your security?
Yes.
Okay. He doesn't smile on.
He does.
He just looked at me. He's like, nope. And he's very serious.
He is very serious.
What was your first concert?
My first concert... John Cougar Mellencamp.
Nice. No kidding.
Of course.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Pink houses all the way.
Oh, wow. That's a good first concert.
Sounds good in theory, though, to actually have one in your neighborhood.
Yeah, I'm very eclectic. Like John Cougar Mellencamp, and then it was, I think, Beastie Boys.
Ooh, nice.
Oh, Beastie Boys. Quick on the music.
There's a shift. Why, you hear that too?
Okay. Oh, Beastie Boys. That's fun.
Yeah.
That is fun.
Fight for your right to party.
And then Simon and Garfunkel.
Wow.
And then Run DMC.
Wow, that's a real wild mix. That's a good mix.
I'm very...
But all those are in my phone. It's weird because, you know, I do the same thing.
Yeah.
You don't think of...
Different moods.
It'd be fun to see Simon and Garfunkel open for Run DMC.
That'd be interesting.
That would be fantastic.
That'd be an interesting show.
Let's make it happen somehow.
What do you think about these car thefts and all this stuff? You saw the Aston Martin thing in Westport?
I did not see that.
Oh, wow.
I've been really busy.
No way. There's no way. If you see the story, you'll be like, oh, yeah, I did
see that. An election last week.
Right.
Please.
Preoccupied.
Wait. You're just telling me you don't have to do anything with that. They're municipal elections.
We do have to do some things with that. We have to answer calls. Questions come in all the time. You know, we had
people
three,
saying, come fix this.
We don't come fix that. Failed. You know, there's gotcha. All these little things that happen.
Now, there was a carjacking. This guy in Westport drives his car into the garage.
Okay.
See, I knew you.
Yeah. I saw Chief Fody put out... something on Instagram, I think, yesterday.
Yeah, they caught the people.
Right.
But that's pretty crazy, isn't it? Don't you think?
That is crazy. Carjacking is crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get your own.
But we're at this point now where, you know, you're going to be followed home.
Yeah.
If you have a nice car. Yeah.
Isn't that scary? I'm not followed home because I'm secretary.
Right.
What are they going to take? Your stamp? You don't even know where it is.
Right.
There's nothing to take.
Take that bumper sticker off. I'm secretary.
I want your stamp. Good luck.
You never know.
I haven't seen it
yet. If you can find it.
Right.
Good luck.
It's a coffee stain.
Yeah, here's a cup of coffee. Yeah, but you're here to encourage people to vote.
Yes.
Get out and vote.
As they should.
It doesn't matter what you're... Just educate yourself. That's good.
It'd exactly
be
right.
It'd be nice if you knew what you were voting for.
I'm working on that.
What's important to you.
Yes, yes.
But it's mind-blowing to me how few people vote in municipal elections, yet when I talk to people, every issue they talk about are local issues.
Right.
Like police forces and how they can handle carjackings and whatnot. Zoning issues, property taxes, how your school education budget is spent. Like, do you have parks and playgrounds? These are all issues decided in municipal years. But if you look at Connecticut averages in a presidential election, we might be above 80% turnout. Municipal, we're like at 33%. I'm like, where are all those people who I know vote?
It'd make more sense to do it the other way around.
Yeah, you would think it would be the other way.
Wow, that's a great point.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for coming in.
Yeah. Very nice
to meet you.
Very nice.
Oh, we're going to recruit you to help us with the toy drive.
We'll have coffee.
All right, you're in now.
Great.
See? We got you.
Sounds good.
All right, first headline. Hundreds of people who identify as dogs gather to bark and howl.
A lot of wet bushes.
I might be the dumbass because I'm a caveman and I don't understand this whole thing going on the planet now, but it's dumbass to me.
Yep, exactly.
Maybe I'm the dumbass here.
I don't know.
I don't know. So what do we got here? This is hundreds of humans who identify as dogs. Do they really, or are they just having fun? Is this like a hobby?
Just lazy.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's right.
It's a good excuse. If you're peeing outside, an officer pulls up, and you say, yeah, I identify as a dog.
I just got to lift your leg, though.
You got to lift your leg, though.
Lift myself.
I promise you have to go to every other bush after that. Just keep on going, tingle, tingle, tingle. Yeah.
Kind of lay around.
Exactly. Right.
Eat out of a bowl. Have someone feed me.
Right. Get to greet someone by putting your face in the crotch.
Hump strangers.
Right.
Are we sure this isn't like a Wolf Mother concert or something?
Actually, no, I was describing Saturday.
Now that I think about it, I identify as a dog.
How do you?
I want to do all these things.
Nice.
I'm a golden retriever.
Right. Yeah.
Eat meat right off the bone.
I like having a chain and being walked.
Here's a quick clip of some of the estimated 1,000 people communicating with each other.
Well,
I like the little one.
That one I wanted to stand out.
All of them are going big.
They're howling and barking. Right, right. Just think, we had them all in one place at one time. That was our moment.
I'm thinking, if you're at this thing, you could just stick your face in someone's crotch.
I would think, yeah. Right.
Not a problem.
Right. I'm a dog.
I'm a dog.
I poop.
I'm a dog.
Poop down the floor.
Oh, there's that too.
Yeah. Don't want to walk barefoot there.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Is the parking attendant at these things like a border collie? It's like corralling people in.
Right. Who's a good boy?
Entrance.
Who's a good boy? Right. All you got to do is open a can. They all come running. He's got a cookie in his pocket. Got him.
So now the people, explain this to me, that identify as a dog.
Yes.
Do they go through life like this every day, or is it, well, you know, nine to five, I got the kids and I got the thing.
Right.
On the weekends.
You're part-time dog.
I get to be the real me.
Right. I have no idea.
Yeah.
I have no idea. I assume they're committed 24/7. You know, they probably even sleep like curled up in a corner somewhere.
How do you pay your bills, though? Someone's got to, because, you know, I've had dogs. They don't work. Yeah, they don't make money.
No.
They can't open a can. They have no thumbs. They can't open a door.
Right.
I mean, if this is a way to avoid paying taxes, like, okay.
Wow.
Maybe they know something we don't. I don't know.
Genius.
I know you get to lick people. So that's cool.
Yeah.
That could be a good thing or a bad thing.
Right. You go to the Westminster Dog Show.
Right.
Join that.
Oh, that's the next
win it out,
deal.
Right?
Exactly. Right.
That's the next deal.
Talk about jumping over hurdles.
They're going to be forced to let humans in.
Right. Oh, my goodness. Right. Right. Is that a turd? It's a 14-year-old accountant. What is Ted doing out there? Ted!
And I'm sorry. I know you're a dog, but you have to put pants on.
At least boxers, please. Just cover them.
Okay, whatever you do, Ted was in that room. Don't go in there.
It'd be great to just hear the commentary. Like, what's his diet? He doesn't look like he's in great shape.
Right.
Did you see that guy? He's all over the internet. That he had the surgery.
The collie.
Yeah, and he's got the hair, and he's got the nose, and it's really creepy to look at.
It's extremely creepy.
Jeez.
Yep.
But he went all the way.
Right.
Well, he should be their leader. Like, if he shows up at this dog thing, they're like, oh.
No, he was quoted as saying, I did it for the bitches. Am I wrong?
That's great.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.